This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I'm with Councillor Derek Howie. Derek, you've had a bit of an exciting week this last week. Somebody new has come into your life.
Yes, indeed. It's a new person. I don't think that's too much of an exaggeration. That's an indication of how important this individual is. I need to explain the person, in quotes, has four legs and is my new guide dog called Gucci. Yes, Gucci, G-U-C-C-I. And she's very cool and very trendy and very proud of her name. And she's 1 year and 10 months. We qualified 6 days ago as a safe and competent working unit. And she is... She's the lighter colour. Her mum and dad were both that lighter golden colour, and she's a cross between a lab and a retriever. Most guide dogs are crosses these days, and that's a very common cross.
So they're not they are pedigree, but they're cross pedigree or something.
Yes, they try and mix it. I think it's better for their health, and also they try to get the best out of the different breeds.
So we're here in your office, and Derek, she has a beautiful new bed with stars on. I mean, you're obviously explaining and extolling her position in your life.
Yes.
And at the moment, you know, you're relaxing in the chair and she's got her head under your feet. So she's already well used to you. How long have you known this dog, and how does that training thing come about?
Yes, well, today is the 9th of October. I was introduced to Gucci in August, so that's a couple of months ago. She came to see me twice in August in my flat. The Guide Dog Association brought her down, and they explained in advance that they were looking to match Gucci with me. Just to explain, the reapplication, because every time you have a new dog, that involves an application. Gucci is dog number 6 for me, and my previous guide dog, Lloyd, was due to retire.
He was a star in the city chambers. Everybody knew him by
That's
name,
right.
And loved him. And
yes.
He was black, of course.
He was a black. He was a cross lab retriever again, but obviously a different colour. And he was 9. He's 10 next month, in fact. And when they're round about 9th birthday, the process for the next dog begins. That's when the paperwork, all the application paperwork, is done again. It's just an update because, you know, a new dog is needed approximately every 8 years or so. And
did you take to this dog quickly?
Yes, she's... the second visit at home was an overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter Hannah was at home with me at the time. She was at home for both visits. And Gucci, particularly on the second visit, was flying round the flat. And it was fun on the laminate flooring, as I'm sure you can imagine. She wasn't allowing any breaking at corners, shall we say.
So she was skating round, getting to know it.
Loved the balcony. She likes going out onto the balcony and likes to see where the other cats and dogs and birds she has. She has a bit of a feather distraction. That's an official distraction that she has with feathers and birds. So we have to, you know, we work with that. They've all got some sort of distraction, the dogs.
You're literally putting your life in her paws, as it were, because she then becomes your eyes to get around the city. Now, I met you this morning when you had, I think, just walked from home to the city chambers. Is that right?
Well... we went via the gym. That's important, Phyllis. I'll throw that one into the conversation. Because I get the bus. I used to walk everywhere in Edinburgh until a few years ago. I decided that it was getting a bit too busy and a bit too risky, because Edinburgh is getting busier and busier, and my eyesight has been reducing over the years because I have an eye condition called retinitis pigmentosa, which is a progressive eye disease. So the combination of the busyness of Edinburgh and the deteriorating site has resulted in me using buses more than I used to. So this morning I got the bus down to the George Square area, just Buccleuch yonder, and walked through to the Edinburgh University gym at the Pleasance. Yeah. And I'll be going there for a few years. Did a session which was an hour-ish.
And what did you do with the dog when you're in the gym?
The dog takes me around all the different machines in the gym.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
And she's fine. And she just lies beside me when I'm on the machines. And she's very good at chilling out and very good at looking cool and attracts all sorts of attention and comments from other gym users, mm-hmm. staff, and anyone else who happens to be there, actually. She's already a big star, and she's only been in the scene a few weeks.
Yeah, she's beautiful, and you know, I wish you all the very best with her. I know you were very attached to Lloyd, but I suppose that's my final question. Really, is, you know, do you not become too attached to one particular dog and too dependent on them, and then it becomes difficult to let go?
Mm. Well, it's an important point you raise, because the bonding aspect of the guide dogs is very, very important, actually, because the dog really becomes an extension of your left arm. You know, you always want a dog on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And you're together 24 hours a day, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And the strength of the bond is huge, and that's an important part of getting to know another dog and the bonding, because you really want that dog to be using its initiative to the maximum in order to make sure that you are safe, because that's a priority, and it's a priority for the Guide Dog Association is my safety. Obviously, I've got to be competent. We've got to be a competent unit as well, but safety is paramount.
Yeah. Tell me then a little about Lloyd. Where's he off to?
Well, Lloyd is away to a couple in Bruntsfield who've been walking him since he was 2 years old, and I met them at the gym. And they would take him out two or three times a week up Blackford Hill, Observatory Hill.
And he would have a real runaround.
Oh yeah, he would have a great time. And so they were, the retirement plan was formulated a year or two ago. On 1st September, Lloyd was officially confirmed as adopted by Nick and Lucy. So that's all happened, and Gucci and Lloyd have met.
Oh, good.
Because I'm still in touch.
And would they go for walks together and runs together now?
They've already been for one up on Blackford Hill for about 30 minutes a couple of weeks ago. And Lloyd he's quite timid. He's quite a gentle sort of soul, is Lloyd. And he's quite submissive, and that's quite the opposite of Gucci, who's not submissive at all. She's quite dominant and quite robust in her play. She's a serious player, plays to win, and she was bossing Lloyd around big style for that half hour on Blackford Hill. So Nick and Lucy will take Gucci out on her free runs along with Lloyd.
Right. That's great. What a great story, and I'm so pleased that to meet your new dog. It's great to see you with your independence too, Derek. Mm. Thank you very much indeed for speaking with us.
Yeah, well, thank you. You're welcome.
First installment of a mini series of chats with the council leader. We talked to him for about 40 minutes in all. Rather than try to get you to commit such a long time to listening, we've broken it up into more manageable chunks. Each one will be published online with a written article too on www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.